Hi everybody, this is Justin Ralph with the Kempville Mindfulness Club, and today I'll be teaching you a short practice called Soften, Soothe, Allow. This practice was originally created by Kristen Neff, and you can access her version of it at self-compassion.org. During this practice, we are going to work with whatever difficult emotion is coming up for you right now. And the paradox of this practice is that even though, of course, we do practices like this to relieve our anxiety or fear or sadness, we actually have to learn to accept these emotions rather than push them away. There's a saying that goes around in mindfulness groups: what resists persists. In other words, we learn to just allow emotions to be there, neither pushing them away nor grabbing onto them. And before we get started, another issue that sometimes comes up with people when they start this practice is they'll find themselves caught in the storylines associated with the emotions. So the thoughts behind them, the events that are causing the distressing emotion. In this particular practice, we're not concerning ourselves with those thoughts. We're really going to work somatically with the emotion and the feeling that it creates in the body. So let's begin. You can begin by doing a quick scan of your body, just gently moving your attention from the tips of your toes to the top of your head. And see if you can find a physical sensation associated with whatever emotion you're feeling. For me, anxiety often manifests in my chest or stomach. Other people may feel it in their head, in their feet. There's really no rule here. Once you've found this place of tension, you're going to take a moment to just gently name whatever emotion you're feeling. Don't be too concerned about getting it right. Just as if you were pointing out what this feeling is to a friend. Oh, this is anxiety. Oh, this is sadness. This is fear. Just labeling the emotion. And now we'll move on to the soften part of the practice. So we're going to have our attention on this area in our body where we're feeling the emotion the strongest. And we're going to invite softness to that area and the muscles around it. So we're not trying to force relaxation here or really change anything. We're just inviting softness and seeing if we can loosen up some of our resistance to what we're feeling. As often when we feel pain, either physically or emotionally, we tend to tighten up around it. So we're just going to invite some softness to the area. And you can even mentally repeat in your head the words soft, soft, soft. Now we'll move on to the soothe part of the practice. We're going to offer ourselves some words of self-compassion, some soothing words, like you might speak to a child who's hurt themselves or a friend who's going through a rough time. It can be very simple, like, ouch, this hurts, or I'm so sorry you're going through this right now, or I hear you and I'm here for you. Gentle, soothing words. You can even just softly mentally repeat the word soothe, soothe, or even shushing as you would a baby. And for the final step of the practice, we're going to allow the emotion to be there. So this is just a reminder not to push the emotion away. Just mentally repeat in your head, allow, allow. And just let the emotion be. So we identify the emotion in our body, we give it a name. We invite softness to the area where we're feeling it the most. We offer ourselves some soothing words, and then we allow the emotion to just be, just letting it be. Parts of this practice can feel very awkward at first, especially the soothe component, if you're not used to speaking to yourself in this way. One way you could change the practice is to picture someone else giving you the soothing words, perhaps someone that loves you unconditionally, like a pet. And so you can be creative with this practice and tailor it to suit your needs. And remember in the end that we're not trying to get rid of these emotions. We're learning to live with them. What resists, persists, but what we feel can be healed. And often just by identifying an emotion, by softening around it, by soothing ourselves and then allowing the emotion to be, it will just fizzle away over time. So I hope you enjoy this practice, and I wish you all the best in the days ahead.